From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks, in for Alex Chadwick. We start today in South Los Angeles, where there's been a deadly surge in gang violence over the past several weeks.
If you had a 27 separate shooting shootout in any other American city, it probably would have made 60 minutes. But it didn't even make the news here.
Coming up, Los Angeles lawyer and gang expert Connie Rice explains why so little has been done to rid Los Angeles of its gang problem, and we'll hear from Police Chief William Bratton.
But first, a look at the situation on the streets. Over the past 2 weeks, at least 8 children have been among those shot in separate incidents. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports it's been especially grim in South Los Angeles, where dangerous streets have become even more deadly.
Sirens and gunshots are the soundtrack of South Los Angeles. It used to be known as South Central, but people thought changing the name would also change the neighborhood's image. It hasn't, and shootings like the ones over the past week are the reasons why. The neighborhood has been rocked by the murder of 17-year-old Jamil Andre Shaw, a high school football star, not a gangbanger. Last week, Jamil was walking down the street talking on his cell phone with his girlfriend when someone came up to ask what gang set he was in. When Jamil didn't answer, he was shot. His mother was an Army sergeant who was serving her second tour of duty in Iraq. Last week, she flew back to bury her son.
She's hurting, you know, she's trying to deal with reality, you know, I mean, even though she's dealing with it out in Iraq, you know, and to come home and see her son dead in the streets, you know, it's hard on her.
The pain in Jamil's father is also felt by the parents of a 6-year-old African-American boy who was shot in the head when gangbangers opened up on the family's SUV. That same week, a 42-year-old man and his 20-year-old son were shot to death outside their home for no apparent reason. It all followed the chaos at a local bus stop when a Crips gang member opened fire into a crowd of school kids and adults. 8 people were wounded, 5 of them children. Police say it was a wonder nobody died.
This is usual here. I mean, every night you hear fire shots, every night.
20-year-old Miguel Lugo lives not far from where the bus stop shooting happened. He and his neighbors say they live in constant fear of shootings and homicides.
El terrorismo lo tenemos aquí. Aparte de estarlo en Iraq, está aquí. Lo estamos viviendo.
We're living with terrorism, just like in Iraq, says Sonia Flores, whose children attend high school in South L.A. She was among the scores of South L.A. residents who last week turned out for a meeting at a local middle school to urge police to do something. LAPD officials say they don't believe the shootings are related, and they've downplayed that race is a motive in any of them. But many people disagree, considering the tensions between African Americans and Latinos here. City Council Member Jan Perry, who represents South L.A., calls it a power struggle between gangs.
It's about controlling commerce. It's about controlling the flow of money in and out of community. And while some people may cast it as race, it's a form of manipulation that gang members use because they want to control an area, even at the expense of the lives of the people who live there. So I'm going to tell you straight out right now, it's about money first and money last, and it's always about money.
How does this affect children who live in South L.A.? Just ask elementary school student Miguel Gonzalez.
It's a bad neighborhood. Last time they shot close to our house.
Gonzalez is just 9 years old, but like a lot of children growing up here, he already knows how to duck and take cover in the bathtub or closets far from the front of his house when bullets start flying.
When they shot, we get down, lay down on the ground, and put our hands on our head.
How do you know how to do that?
They told us in our school.
And that stress takes its toll, says Malik Spellman. He's a former gang member who now works to lead young people out of the gang lifestyle through his group Unity 2.
Elementary school children are being subjected to this fratricidal strife. These kids are suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, in which they're having the same type of effects that a child in Vietnam or Iraq or Iran or Israel would have from being in a war.
Adults have also had to adapt to the volatile streets.
You have to fear for your life when you walk out your door.
At 50, Jeffrey Davis is considered an OG, an original gangster, a lifelong member of the Fortrey Crips street gang.
Because you don't know, because you got a wrong color on, or you the wrong skin color, you don't know what that person's going through or what that person's going through, and people cross paths, and it's just communication gets messed up.
So how have you been able to survive here all these years?
Me, myself? Baby, I believe in the law and my boys. I'm a gangster. Yeah, me and my boys, we had to watch our own backs. We had to be a crew. We had to walk in two. We had to walk in three. We had to walk in four in order to survive in this neighborhood. Okay?
In this vastly under-policed area, Davis and others say officers take hours to respond to 911 calls. And he says often cops hassle the wrong people. Many folks are reluctant to report crimes, afraid of retaliation, or scared that they may be turned over to immigration agents. LAPD Chief William Bratton says he's counting on community help and interventionists to help stem gang violence, and he's slowly begun to add more officers to his ranks.
One team, one goal, we must succeed, we must not fail, 9-7, we will prevail, hoorah!
LA's Police Academy has just graduated 84 new officers, including 25-year-old Anthony Arevalo and 22-year-old Brad Coleman. They'll be working the gang detail in South LA.
Gangs are always going to be here, but the best thing we can do is just minimize it.
Obviously, we can't be on every street, every corner, and every house at all the time, but, you know, with the family that we have here, LAPD, I think, we're going to do our best.
But even Coleman's cousin, anti-gang officer Mike Switzer, says tackling the violence in South LA is never-ending.
There's more gang members than there are us.
As the afternoon ice cream truck rolls through the working-class Black and Latino neighborhood, South L.A. doesn't seem so menacing. But 9-year-old Miguel Gonzalez knows better. He dreams of the day when he and other children can play outside in peace.
What do you wish this neighborhood were like?
That there won't be no gangsters, no shooting around here, no shooting little kids.
Mandalita del Barco, NPR News.